Do friends wonder why you're a Catholic? Invite them to be Catholic, too, with the free Why Be Catholic, Dad? MP3, and this one, Come to Mass with Me.
Hi, Jerry. Have you decided to come to church with me?
Oh, thanks for the invite, Steve, but the Bible calls everyone to be Catholic.
Catholic? You can't be serious.
Well, in Matthew's Gospel, who did the risen Jesus commission to make disciples of all nations?
He commissioned the 11 apostles.
Yeah. And didn't Jesus say only to those apostles that he would be with them always?
That's true, he did.
And to replace Judas, they chose Matthias, the first of the apostolic successors that today include our Pope and Catholic bishops.
Huh.
Does the Bible say that because of future Judases or other reasons, Jesus would break his promise to be with his one apostolic church always?
Well, no, it doesn't.
The Bible calls everyone to be Catholic, Steve. Check it out at 7stepcatholic.org. That's 7stepcatholic.org, and then come to Mass with me.
But Jesus said that where two or three are gathered in his name, he would be with them.
Well, Jesus was with many groups gathered in his name. Sermon on the Mount, for example. But to which of these groups did he say, go make disciples of all nations, teach them all I have commanded you?
Only the 11 apostles.
Yes, and there's a website that lists more than 100 apparent biblical contradictions. To whom does Jesus give authority to resolve them?
Well, Jesus said to the 11, teach them all I have commanded you, and I will be with you always, as you said. I guess that means that the Church of Apostolic Successors has that authority today.
And that church would be?
I know. The Catholic Church.
Yes. I mentioned my website, Steve, 7stepcatholic.org, and there you'll find a link to the website of Catholic convert and biblical scholar Dr. Scott Hahn, who has found the Bible to be a Catholic book.
A Catholic book? I'll check out that link.
You confess your sins only to God, Steve, but don't you sometimes wonder why, after giving the apostles power to forgive sins, Jesus said to them, whose sins you shall retain, they are retained. And didn't Jesus say, truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. And later, at the Last Supper, over the bread and wine, Jesus said, this is my body. This is my blood. As a Catholic, Steve, you could avail yourself of the sacraments of reconciliation and the Eucharist and no longer have any concern about those words of Jesus and how they may affect your eternal salvation.
You've given me a lot to think about, a lot to pray about.
Yes, my friend. And I'll be with you in those prayers. And now, Steve, let me close with this thought. The risen Jesus said to Peter, do you love me? And Peter answered, yes, Lord, you know I love you. The question Jesus would ask each of us today might be this. Do you love me enough to do so in the one apostolic church I founded and promised to be with always?